Okay, today is Daf Pei Aleph. We're on Pei Amud Beis, second to last Daf of the Sechus Kedusha. We're by the two dots where it says Aval Isha Achas. So one woman could be alone with two men. Again, we're discussing Hilchas Yichud. A lot of this is very halachah l'maisa. I think, unfortunately, a lot of it is many times not studied and not really practiced. But that's a chaval. It's in the Gemara. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. There's a whole siman about this. Anyway, we have a lot to do. Well, here we go. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Lo Shar El B'Ksheirim. That rule that you're allowed to have two men with one woman is only by Ksheirim. Aval B'Prutzim. But if there's Prutzim, then Afilu Be'Asar Namila. You can't even have ten. What's the definition of a Paritz? Some say there are no Ksheirim today. There are no Ksheirim today. We're going to have a story soon where you would think that these people were Ksheirim and they weren't. So the Chazanish held that you have to be from a Torah mitzvah. Someone who's from a Shavu is considered a ksherim. There are even more extreme sheetahs about that.
That's not what they're talking about.
What?
They're talking about people who are certain.
So people that would nizer in Yonei Arayas.
Just Arayas?
What? No, because this is about Arayas. The whole purpose of Yichud is we're afraid that something might happen. So if you might not be the most makbid person in Hilchas Shatnez, but Lamaitha, you're very nizer in this. So that might make you a ksherim. If you're not nizer in this, even if you're nizer in Shatnez, you're not going to be called a ksherim. So Havimaita, there was a story about Tziu Asar B'Mita, where a woman pretended she was dead and they went out with 10 men to the field on a deathbed, and then she had relations with 10 of them. So that's obviously, you see, it could happen. Such a thing could happen. Amr of Yosef Teda, you should know, the Mechabri Be'asara, you have 10 guys hanging around, the Ganvik Shura, and they're going to steal some items, some wood, Velo Mechzevi Mehadadi. No one's going to say a word. Right? Now, name of Messiah, let's say that this supports the following story. Mosrin Lo Shnei Tamid HaChamim, when a Sota and her husband would go up to Yerushalayim to have her tested, the halacha was, once he accused her of being a Sota, then they had to go. He wasn't allowed to live with her, and they had to go to Yerushalayim. Two people went along for the ride. Why'd they go? Shem Yovel LeBaderech. Maybe there'll be some impropriety in the derech, right? So you have two people there. Tamachacham in Ishta'am Alo. You can't have to stop two people, two guys off the street. Listen, you go escort them to Yerushalayim. No, they have to be the Chachamim. Obviously, what do you see? That the whole purpose was to be Ksherim. Otherwise, it's a Yichud problem. It's his wife. Yeah, but he's not allowed to live with her. So you have to have ksherim. So the Gemara says, no, lav daf b'shayin tamid chachamim diyadi lasriyeh bei. No, you need tamid chachamim, so they're able to warn him. By the way, if you have, you know, you better not touch her, because if you do, it's going to lead to, you're going to get malchus for that. Amar v'hudam arav, lo shana ela be'ir. That's all true in the ear, in the city. Avol b'derech, but you're traveling, adji yiyu shlosha. You need three people to escort. Why? Shemi yitzdarech echad el hashin, because one of them is going to have to go to the bathroom, and there's only going to be two left. There's only going to be one left. Nimsa echad mizyachidim erva. The one's going to be alone. So the Gemara says again, name is Sayale. Let's say we have a riot for this. Most people know shnei tamid chachamim. We escort two tamid chachamim. Shema yavu aleha baderech. Shrei v'ihu hatlasa. Two plus the husband is three. So the Gemara says again, it's not a riot. Hasuk yehechad in habile sahadi. The reason why there are two is they could act as witnesses in case something does happen. Not necessarily Hilchas Yichud, not to say that it's not Hilchas Yichud, but that's not the purpose. The purpose was for other reasons, for Eidim, for Hasra, that's why there were two. Next. Rav and Rav Yehuda, Havika Azli Ba'orcha, Rav and Rav Yehuda were going on the way, Havika Azla, Hahi Itza Kamayhu, and a woman started walking in front of them. So Amalei Rav of Yehuda, Dal Karayach Mikame Gehenim. Let's go in front of Gehenim. In other words, we can't walk behind a woman. It's not appropriate. Walk behind a woman, you're like walking behind a Gehenim. You're gonna just end up in Gehenim. So he says back, Amalei V'Hamarhu D'Amar B'Ksheirim Shafer Dami. Yeah, but didn't we learn that if you're Ksheirim, then it's okay? There isn't such a Yichud issue, two men and one woman? Aren't we Ksheirim? Amalei, me and my ksherim kigonano. Who said we're ksherim? Maybe kigonano va'at, me and you. Elo kigon my, who's a ksherim? Kigon Rabbi Chanina bar Papi v'chaverov. Had those stories on Daf Mem Memalef. He made an incantation and boils came all over his body. So he shouldn't be with a woman. He shouldn't have a taiva. Those are ksherim. People that need some adon for work sherim. People in the tanoim and amorim aksherim. Right, so that's very, very harsh. That's very severe. If they're not aksherim, then nobody's aksherim. Right, which is why some hold the man is dead. Nobody's aksherim. Okay, next. Amar Rav. Rav says malkin al hayichud. You get malchus for yichud. Malchus. Rashi says malchus mardus. Not malchus. No, even if yichud is also min haTorah, a certain yichud is also min haTorah. By the way, there's no question. That's certain yichud is also midrabanan. As a matter of fact, David HaMelech was goes with some yichud. After the story of Amnon and Tamar, David HaMelech was goes with certain yichud. So there's no kshayla that certain yichud is midrabanan. No question about that. But even if it is doraisa, even on a whole other doraisa, there's no issue of there's no malchus for that. Malchus marriage is a different story. Vein is osir al yichud. If there is a yichud takes place, you don't become master to your wife. That's for sure not. You don't become master to your wife. As a matter of fact, the post can point out, don't ever say something like, I don't want you, dear, going with that guy. I don't want you visiting him because he's sick. You're going to be alone with him. You should never say it like that, because if you say it like that, it could be a shayla of a warning, and if there's a stira, then she's going to become a suffix sota, and there's no way to revive it, there's no way to get her out of that, because nobody's going to be kish today, and you can't live with her. Don't say it like that. Say it in a different way. I recommend, I hope. Don't say it like that, because if you say it in a warning lashon, you could be very. There's huge problems could arise.
Even
us, there'll be Adam. No, there'll be two guys. Yeah, so he'll go in, and there's nobody else there. And you warned her. It could be this big shilas. So don't say it like that, right? If you have a wife or you have a woman who you're suspicious, whatever, you have to be very, very careful, because it could come out that you. I don't know, like Lamaisa, well, pasta. I see it in the Sfarim. That's what they recommend. Don't ever say it to your wife like that. That kind of lashon. Like as a stern warning, because that's only she can make her into a suffix sota, and you can't live with her. It's big problems. So to be safe, don't say it like that. You have a wife like that, you can consult her more or less how to go about it.
Amravashi lo amar nela biyichud penuya. That's only true if she's a penuya. Avo biyichud eshes ish lo.
We will not give makas to somebody who is alone with an eshes ish. Why not?
Shlo tehe moti laz al baneha.
Then what are people going to hear? Why did you get malchus? Oh, because I was alone with so-and-so. Yeah, so whose kids are they? Right? It's a big... They're going to say the kids of Mamzerim. Right? Not only was he alone with a married woman, he got malchus for it. So obviously, something went on, and obviously those kids are probably Mamzerim. Right? You know how rumors get started. So they wouldn't give malchus for that. A single girl will give malchus. But not for the married woman.
Marzutra, Malki Machmas.
No, Marzutra would give malchus and announce. By the way, I want everyone to know, there's no issue here of Mamzerus. It was just Yichud. And we don't approve of Yichud, and therefore I'm giving Malchus.
Amalei Rav Nachman mi parhatio al Ravashi, mar nami lilki v'lachmas.
So why don't you do that, Ravashi? Why don't you give Malchus and announce? So he said, I'd love to do that, but Amalei ikad shama baha v'lo shama baha. People hear what they want to hear. They're going to hear the part about the Malchus. They're not going to hear the announcement. Right? No one listens to announcements. They're not going to hear the part about, well, nothing went on, and it was just no issue. No one's going to hear that part. No one's going to take that part to heart. And then it's going to be a terrible loss on the family.
Amar of Nachman, also Amar Rav, Malkin al, this is a big discussion here, what this means, Amar Rav, Malkin al lo tova hashmua.
We will give Malkus on rumors that people say about other people. In other words, if there are rumors about Reuven, we'll give Malkus to Reuven. If people say he did certain bad things, we'll give him Malkus Maridus because we'll believe it. Because after a while, these rumors are
mistama true. Shinemar, El bini kilo tova hashmua.
That's a pasuk by Shmuel that Eli said that about his own sons. That his own sons were not so good, right?
Marzutra motiv al afseira al kaspe umakrile el bini.
Marzutra had a whip like from a horse's one of the instruments from a horse, like a whip. And whenever he would do this, give malchus like that, he would say that pasuk that Eli said, you know, about his children at lo shmua tova. That you can get malchus for when people say bad news about you.
Okay.
Now some of the heterim, built-in heterim in Hilchos Yichud.
Amar Rabba, Baila Be'ir,
if the husband is in the city, Ein Choshishin Mishum Yichud. We're not Choshish for Yichud.
There's a Rashi here, which is extremely
Machmir.
Rashi says, Ein Choshishin, Baila Be'ir Choshishin Mishum Yichud,
L'halkos. Yeah, we're not choshish to give you malchus. That's what we won't give you. We won't give you malchus.
Dimitasvi mibal hashta asi. Because she's afraid that the husband's going to walk in. Is it mutter? Absolutely not. We just won't give you malchus. Says Tosfos, that's impossible to say that, because we're going to have a story in a few minutes where they left a man alone with a married woman, one of the Rabbi Yosef, I forgot who, they left him alone with a married woman because he went down the block. It says Baal Be'ir. So it's not that it's malchus, it's mutter. Since this is, we're going to have a few minutes of story where they allowed the yichud because of Baal Be'ir, obviously it's mutter. Not that there's just no malchus. Rashi says there's no malchus, which is mashma, it's usher. Tosfos says, kitty, usher. If it's usher, they wouldn't have allowed it in 5 minutes, we're going to have a story. Obviously it's mutter. Obviously it's mutter. And the shaila is, what is Baal Be'ir? Right? Mutter. I know there are shittos that hold that if you hold like Rashi, Tovalei Bracha. As I said yesterday, the big shaila of a Baal Be'ir, so if the husband's in the city, the presumption is that no funny business is going to go on with another man, because the husband's Baal Be'ir, and he can walk in at any time. Right? So I have this chart. I bought this chart of Hilchas Yichud, the Kitzur Hilchas Yichud. It doesn't say who wrote it, but has all the Makoros are right here. I have all the Makoros, the two-sided Makoros. So he says in here, he has Heter Yichud. He has 10 Heterim. One of them is Pesach Pasuach, Levishos Sarav, which we can have in a minute. Another one is Baal Be'ir. So by Baal Be'ir, he says, HaHeter Hu, Af Be'ir Gedola, VaBaal Hiflig B'socha Ir, the Baal's in the city, Ubitanai Sheyesh Lachosh B'chol Sha'ah Sha'Baal Yavo. If at any moment the Baal could walk in. So, what if, where is it? I saw something with the telephone. Here it is. Aval imhi batucha shahabal lo yavo. If she knows for sure the Baal won't come home, kigon shedibri ima ala telephone. She spoke to him on the phone. V'yadas shahu nimta at b'makom rachok. He's now on the other end of the city. V'ni yachal agia ad ezer shah. He's not going to come for the next hour. Usher. It's usher. V'chein imhi nimta as b'bayis acher. If she's in another house, v'ni abal yodim heichan hu usher. Where is she? Just because Baal Be'ir, but she's somewhere else. That doesn't help. He doesn't know where she is. He can't track her down. So just because it's Baal Be'ir, that won't help if she's somewhere else. Right? That makes sense. The Chazon Ish, at this new sefer called Yisodos Habayis V'Kedushaso. It's anonymously written. It's a very interesting sefer. It's a whole chapter of Hilchas Yichud. So he says over here that by Baal Be'ir, where is Baal Be'ir? Second. Oh, here, Baal Be'ir, he says that the Chazon Ish held that it applied even if the two people were here. Afilu b'tzeh ha'sheish il gadol kilondon. That even if the other person is the other end of London, it takes more than 3 hours to get from one end of London to the other end of London, it's still good. It's still ahead of he's not showing up. Because it's not an issue of can he show up. It's an issue of ema. Right? The woman is, his presence is felt even though he's in the other end of the town. Right, so if you're living in Woodmere and the husband's in Manhattan, right, it's a good hour and a half easy, right? During rush hours for sure, with the train it's at least an hour, doesn't make a difference. Why? Because it's the idea he's here. He's not in Chicago on a business trip. He's right here. So you have to ask him over her, like how when the chips fall, when all the dust settles, how nice do we hold? Right? If he says I'm going into surgery, I'm gonna be unavailable for the next 5 hours. But he's two blocks away. Is that Baal Be'ir? Some would say yes, and some would say no.
He suspects her.
Oh.
At any point, you can just tell her he's going to work.
Right. Right. So, but I, like we said yesterday.
What?
Also, we said yesterday, it could be innocent. It could be innocent. For example, let's say she's home alone, and some repairman comes. That's a Shaila Yichud. She's home alone with a total stranger. Right? It's going to take him 2 hours to fix the dishwasher. So, but that's a shaila v'yichud. I buy a little ear. So the Baal Be'ir, right? And that's what I'm talking about, people that are rishoyim. If people that are not rishoyim, the issue comes up. So now he's at home, he's in the house with her for 2 hours. So does Baal Be'ir help? Maybe he's 5 hours away. He's in the ear, right? So that's a big shaila. So we like I said before, the Hilchas Yichud is not even on our radar.
right? But if it is on your radar, so what do you do? So we're going to have a minute. You keep the door open a little bit. Pesach Mitzvah, Moshe Rabbim. We're going to have it in a few minutes. So let's say that's not Shaiach. For whatever reason, it's not Shaiach to do that. So is Baal HaBeor going to help? So I guess you should ask. You should ask, is Baal HaBeor going to help? Right? Where is he? Where is he? Right now, if you have a woman who's a little bit looser, Rabbi Shai, that's what he's saying. If you have a woman who's a little bit looser, then you know there might be more reasons to be a little more machmer, right? Because then maybe something will. We're not talking with tzaddikim, right? We're not talking with right? So like I said, it all depends, but you have to ask. Okay, next. What are we up to? So I think that Rashi, I don't think we hold like Rashi. In other words, I think it's considered a valid heter. Rashi says it's not even a heter, it's just you don't get a gemalkus for it. I don't know if we take that heter. I don't think we take it that far. Next. Amr of Yosef, another issue. Pesach Pesuach l'Rishut Sarabim, Ein Shal Choshishim Hashem Yichud. If the Pesach Pesuach to Rishut Sarabim, if the door is open, there's no issue of Yichud, obviously. If the door is open, obviously no funny business is going to happen. The door's open. Who in their right mind would attempt something when the door's wide open? So does the door have to be open? So it runs the spectrum from, the door has to be open. Two, the door can even be locked. Hey, if a neighbor has the key, comes in at any time. Right, you have these neighbors, they're always in your house.
And then you have a problem of one man.
So then we can say if they're ksherim. So that goes back to that ksherim issue. Are they ksherim or they're prutzim? Right. But then we could assume, let's say, if it's open, that's not a ksherim. A woman could come in. Or two women, or 10 men. Right, so, right, again, how far this is. So leaving the door open, I think, is a heter for everybody. Even if you assume only one man's going to walk in. I think if the door's open, the door's open. Okay. Rav Bibi, here's the story. Rav Bibi iklal Rabbi Yosef. Rav Bibi went to Rabbi Yosef's house to visit Rabbi Yosef. Basar de Karach Rifta, after they ate bread. Amalahu, he told Rav Bibi, Shiklu Darga Mitusei, Bibi, take away the ladder. Right, he was up in the attic. Take away the ladder so that you'll be separated from my wife because I'm leaving now, and I don't want a yichud problem. So take away the ladder, so you can't get to each other. So the Gemara asks, "V'amar Rabba Baal HaBeor ein choshesh mishum yichud." Yeah, but Baal HaBeor, it's not an issue. He's going to yeshiva down the block, so it's not an issue. So the Gemara answers, "No, Shiner of Bibi, that was different. You know why? This is bini sehahu v'gaisabei, because she knew this girl, she knew this wife. They grew up together. They were old friends, right? They were old neighbors. They were old friends. And v'gaisabei, they're much more common with each other." They're much more friendly. Much more friendly. Baal HaBeor might not be such a good heter. And that's actually an issue about in this chart here he has, if there's libo gaspo, Baal HaBeor, then it's usher. Baal HaBeor is not a heter. Afal pi, el imkein abal nimsa sham b'cheder ha-samach. He says over here, left the Baal's in the next room. That would not be a heter. Why? Because libo gaspo changes everything. It's the libo gaspo. Next, Amar of Kahana. This is a very difficult Gemara. Exactly what this means. It's a machlokas here. There's a machlokas here with Rashi. It's a very difficult Gemara here. We're going to do Bapashtas. Lamaisa, Abai is going to say in a minute, since we don't know, Abai didn't know what the Gemara meant, we'll mock him in all cases. Because even Abai didn't know what the Gemara meant. Amar of Kahana. Anashim bivachotz v'nashim bifnin. If the men are outside the room and the women are inside, you have to pass through one room to get to another room. So the men are in the outer room and the women are in the inner room. Ein choshesh mishum yichud. There's no chashash because they're never going to be alone because you have to pass through. And anashim bivnin v'nashim bivachotz. But if it's the other way around, choshesh mishum yichud, then we are choshesh v'yichud. Again, very hard to fit what kind of case this is. But look at the next four words. B'mastis and tana ipcha. In another Mishnah, we're going to get opposite. That everything I just said, change it around. So now, Amar Baya, Hashad, Amar Kahana, Hachi. Rav Kahana said one vort. V'tana masnis and ipcha. And Atana said another vort, opposite. And on nevid l'chomer. We have to act l'chomer. Why? Because we don't know how to have a pasti. We don't even know what the case is. So whenever you have a situation where there's a room within a room, we're going to be machmer in all cases. Why? Because if the potential for them to be alone exists, we're going to be machmer.
Abaya Dyer Gulfe. Abaya used to set up, what's Gulfe? Bottles?
Yeah.
Jugs, right? And Rava Dyer Kana. Rava used to set up reeds. What does that mean? That means that was his mechita. What? By the Kiddush, right. He would put up, listen to this. But he would put up reeds or jugs, depending on what they hold like, so that if there would ever be someone crossing over to the wrong section, it would make noise. That's why he did that. Omar Ovin, Omar.
Ovin said, Savka dahashta rigla.
The downfall now, the downfall, Savka, Rashi says, is ri'ua, the weakness. The weakness of the today is the rigla, is the regel. Yontif. Why? Because everybody's always around. Everybody comes to shul, everybody's tumbling, right? Everyone's busy. That's exactly what Tosa says. Look at the Tosas on the bottom of the last Tosas. It's Pirish. Ri'ua shel yemos hashana liyichud. The worst part of the year regarding Hilchas Yichud. Ula Aveira. And for Aveira. Klomar. Yemos haregel. During the regel. Sheyesh kivutzos anashim v'nashim. When men and women gather. What do they gather for? L'shara drasha. To go hear a drasha. V'nos nin ayin zalzeh. And they look at each other. Right? The Yesh Omrim, some say, Lakach Nahagulis Anos Lachar Pesach Lachar Sukkot. That's the Makar for Bahab. To fast after Pesach and after Sukkot, what are you fasting for? To atone for all the Averis you did in this area of Halacha over Yom Tov. Right? Right, so the Shaila is. Right, so like we have all these hachanas, for Sukkot and Pesach, right? You think such madrigas we reach on Sukkot and Pesach, and what is it? It's only to be followed by Bahab. So the child is, what about Shavuot? I don't know. So that's the idea. Not enough time. How much? It's sleeping the whole day, and it's only one day in Eretz Yisrael. It's only one day. How many averus can you do? Or you need a Bahab for that. The Bahab will be longer than the Yom Tov. Right, so sometimes it's not such a bad thing, but they never. Some hold it's like an odd shita, a unique shita that there is bahab to Shavuot. I don't think anyone practices that today. Even there are yeshivas, there are shuls that have bahab. I don't know if they fast. They might say slichos. There are shuls that say slichos at least. I don't think anyone does that on Shavuot. Okay. Next. Okay, I have to read you now. Now we're gonna have some stories where Tanoim and Amoraim were tested in the area of Arayas. They were tested in the area of Arayas. So before we start that story, I have to read to you what this is the Divrei Shaul. Not sure who that was.
It's Shaul
Nathanson. So the Shaul Nathanson. Okay, he lived in the 1800s. Right? He's one of the Gedolim of the 1800s. Listen to what he says. He says as follows. The Gemara is going to bring the following stories about people, Rabbi Akiva. You can't get bigger than Rabbi Akiva. You can't get bigger than Rabbi Meir. They were tested in this area. Hagemara mevia ma'itin elu. The Gemara brings these stories. Lahoros, to teach us. Shagam gedolei Yisrael. Even the gedolim, yesh yetzer hara. They also have the yetzer hara. They're also human beings. Ella, shehem is gabrim alav. They worked on it. Velo yomar adam. A person shouldn't say, she'ein lilmod benashim gedolim elu. What, I could be like Rabbi Akiva? I'm going to be like a mayor. I'm going to have Nisan done for me. Mayor Balan, I'm going to be a great man. No. Kiem yuchadim. She'elem yetzahara. They never had a yetzahara. Come on. The Gemara says, no. I'm going to tell you some stories about these people. And you can see they were just as human as you. And they still were able to overcome your misgaber. And we're going to have cases they were not misgaber. There's one case in Abed, the guy sinned. He was not misgaber. Right? And Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Meir, they only were saved because Hashem said, okay, yetzahara, back off. Back off. Otherwise, we don't know what would have happened. But the point is, the human beings, and despite them being a human being, look how great they were. And that's the biggest mussar of all. Here we go. It's a divrei shal. I didn't make that up. Hanach, Rabbi Yaakov would have been okay with that. Yaakov would have been okay with that. 100%. Right? Hanach, Shuvisei, there were these captive women. The Asui Lenaharda, they came to Naharda, Askinhu Lebeir of Amram Chasida. They put them in the house of Amram Chasida, because he was the one apparently who rescued them. He ran to them. So these women were in his house. Right. And Ashkulu Darga Mikamaihu, again, they were upstairs in the attic, and they took the ladder away. Now, one day while he was walking by the hole in the roof, in the ceiling, Chadminaihu, he Nafal Nuhura Ba'apume, one of the light shone on her face. And Rav Amram Chasida had a taiva for her. Shakla Rav Amram Ladaga, he took the ladder. Delo havi yecholim be'asara le'medalia. 10 people alone couldn't have moved that ladder. And Dalia lechudei, he moved it by himself. That's how great his taiva was to be with one of those women. Salak v'ozil, he started going up the ladder. Kimata lepal gadarga, when he got halfway up, ifshach, he stopped. And he the pashtus, he balanced his feet on the ladder, but the deeper meaning is he started fighting off the Yetzer Hara. And to save himself, he said, Rama Kola, Nur Be'amram. There's a fire here in the house. So to yell, there's a fire in the house, there's a fire in the house. Right? The Marsha says, it wasn't even a lie. There was a fire in the house. You know where it was? In his heart. Right? He had a fire in his heart. Asir Rabbanan, the Rabbanan walk in, Amrule. They see what's going on here. They say to him, Kasif Sinan. Look at you embarrassing. You embarrassed us. You're the God of Ador, and you're climbing up a ladder to be with some captive women? And you wanted us to watch this? How embarrassing. Amalahu. So he tells him back, yeah. Mutav tichasu be'arma ba'al mahadein. Better to be embarrassed of me in this world. You're going to go to the next world, and I was going to sin, and then you're going to sink in the next world. This is who my chaver was. Someone who did this. So better I'm embarrassed over here. Then, Ashbia, amazing story. Right? Rav Aaron Chassida, mentioned in the Gemara, was climbing up a ladder to be with a woman who was not his wife. And he stopped himself halfway up the ladder. Ashbia, he made a shvua, denafak mine, that the Yitzhara should leave him. Not sure what that means. He made a shvua, the Yitzhara should leave him. Nafak mine, it left him, ki amuda denura, it looked like a pillar of fire. Amale, he said, Chazi, da'at nura, you look, you're fire, v'ano bishan, I'm just flesh. Right? V'ano adifa minach, but I was still able to overpower you. He wasn't saying it as a balgaiva, he was just saying it as a matter of fact. He was able to be misgaber. Reb Meir havi mislotzeitz b'ovrei avera. Reb Meir used to make fun of people that did averas. He used to say, I don't understand, can't you fight that off? Can you have to do that avera? That's what Reb Meir used to do. Yom achad, one day, idmilei satan ki'itza, the satan appeared like a woman, and bahach gisa denahara, on the other side of the river, lo havi mabur, there was no bridge. So Reb Meir said, I gotta get over to that other side of the river, I gotta get to that woman. Nakat mitzra, he took a rope, v'ka'avi, he was crossing, holding onto a rope, crossing the river. Can you imagine the scene? Can you imagine Reb Meir, Balanes, crossing a river, holding onto a rope, with the water up to his neck, to get to the other side to be with a woman who was not his wife? Kimata palga mitzra, when it was halfway through, shafke, the Yetzer Hara left him. Amar, and said, if not for the fact that it announced from heaven, leave Meir alone, watch out about Meir, the Torah, on his Torah, shavise l'demach tremoy, I would have left you for 2 cents. I would have made you into 2 cents, because you would have sinned. Okay? Next story. Rabbi Akiva, havi mislotzeitz v'ovrei avera. Rabbi Akiva also used to make fun of ovrei avera. Yom achad, one day, idmilei satan k'itzza. Again, the satan appeared like a woman. Bereish dikla, on the top of a tree. Right? Why on top of a tree? What you doing up there? Why can't you just be in this? So Ben Yehuda says, it was a slap in the face to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the one who darshan every coat of every letter. He darshan the heights of every letter. And he was climbing up the heights of a tree to throw it all away. Right? And he's still climbing. He's still going to climb. Why? Because the taiva was too much. Nakde l'dikla, he's going up. V'dikasalik v'azel, he's climbing up that tree. Kimata l'palga d'dikla, when he gets halfway up, shafke, the Yitzhara leaves him. Amar, it said, Ilav d'machwizi b'rakia, he's arbor b'akiva v'tarasso, if not for the fact that I was told, leave b'akiva and his Torah alone, shavise l'demach b'tremoy, I would have left him for 2 cents. Said to Ben Yoyada, wait a minute, Rabbi Akiva was the Rebbe of Rameir. Why are the stories out of order? Why is Rameir's story first? Rabbi Akiva was older than Rameir, he was a Rebbe, he was his Rebbe. So Ben Yehuda says, Rameir's story happened first. It happened first. He says, why did it happen first? Because Rabbi Akiva was the Rebbe. So Mestama, Rameir only made fun of the Avera because Rabbi Akiva made fun of the Avera. So Rabbi Akiva, Hashem wanted to arrange it in such a way that Rabbi Akiva would get the message. If Rabbi Akiva did it first, since the story happened to Rabbi Akiva first, he would have said, you know what, I was wrong. I was tested in this most unbelievable way. But he wanted it to be hit home stronger. So he made it happen to Rav Meir first. Right? So that it happened to a Talmud. Maybe Rabbi Akiva still, okay, happened to hit, and it happened to me also. It's a more of a musr when it happens to your Talmud first, when it happens to you. It's very out of character, no? This is Rabbi Akiva who, right? We say that, you know, Stam Mishnah is Reb Meir, and Stam Tosefta is whoever, and Stam Sifra, and Stam Sifri, and it was all taught by Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the father of all Torah Shabbal Peh. Right? He's climbing up a tree to be with a woman. He can't fathom it. right? So it gets taxed in a different shul. He was a human being. He was a human being, as great as he was, right? You have to be careful when you say that, because in some ways he was not a human being, right? He was greater than a human being. He was Rabbi Akiva. So it's very, right? We're going to have a story about Rabbi Akiva on the base, which hopefully we'll get there. Now, another one. Plima havi rogil lememar kol yoma. Plima was wont to say every day, gira be'enei de satan. An arrow in the eye of the satan, right? Obviously, we know, most averos start with the eyes. Most of them. Even if they're not about arayas. Most averos start with the eyes. Right, because you can basically divide averus into three categories. Women you're not allowed to be with, things you're not allowed to eat, and Shabbos. That's basically what it's about. Right, there's a lot of gray area in there. Avodah Zarah is not an issue today. Right, so that's what it is. That's what it all boils down to. Right? And therefore, that's most of our, right, okay, you have issues about talking during davening. Okay, it's true. But those are the big three, I think, b'zman hazeh. So it all starts with the eyes. So Yom Echad, one day, Mal Yom Kippur, Erev Kippur, Havei Adme Le Ke'inye, Kanye, he appeared, the Sutton came and appeared like a poor man. Asa kra ababa, he's knocking on the door. Afkile rifta, can I have some bread? So Amalei, yeah. So they give him bread. So Amalei, so he says, Yom ki idna, Erevim Kippur, kul alma gaboy vana, what, you give me a piece of bread, leave me outside. Everybody's inside, Erevim Kippur, having the suda hamafsakas, you throw me outside. So they brought him in, the krivile rifta, and they gave him bread inside. Amalei, so he says, Yom ki idna, kuli alma ataka, everybody's sitting at the table, vana luchude, you leave me in the hallway. So I suvuhu ataka. So they invite him to the table. Have a yasiv molinafshe. He was eating and shichna v'chivi alei v'ka'avid mili demoes. He was acting in a very very disgusting way, coughing and phlegm. I'm not exactly sure what he was doing. He was acting in a very very inappropriate way at the table. So Amalei, so they told him, Tiv Shapu, can you sit normal? Sit like a mensch. So Amalehu havili kasa, bring me a kos. Yahavile kasa, they brought him a kos. Ichamar shadabe kicho v'nichrube shaka umis. He coughed or I don't know what he did. He did something into the cup and he died. Now he didn't really die. He appeared like he died. Shamu dahavi ka'amri plimo katal gavra plimo katal gavra. People started yelling in the street. The Mefarshim say that it was a sudden making the voices of people yelling in the street. Plimo killed the man. Plimo killed the man. Everyone's yelling, Erev Kippur, Plimo killed the man. He killed him up. Guy comes to the house for tzedakah, and Plimo killed him. So, Arak v'tasha nafshe beis akisei. He goes to hide in the beis akisei. Azal basre, the sultan follows him in there. Nafal kameh, he falls in front of him. Ki chaziyah dahavim tzedar. And when he saw how upset Plimo was, golile nafshe. He revealed himself. Amalei, my time amar tahachi. Why do you say that? Why do you curse me? I'm just doing my job, says the sultan. What are you cursing me for? What should I say then? So the son said, "Lemale, say, Ma Rachmana Nigar Be Sutton. Hashem, protect me from the Sutton. That you could say. I a kol b'day Shemayim puts me your Shemayim, right? It's your own choice. True, you're allowed to dive for help. Dive for help. As a matter of fact, this is as Michael says, a Lubluna moment. Yesterday's Haftorah in Paragim, Pasuk Beis says, Yigar Hashem b'cha ha-satan. Right? That's okay. You could say Hashem should stop the sun, but you can't curse the sun. The sun's just doing his job. You could say Hashem, help me. Right? The Pasuk in Zechariah, yes, it's a Torah. Okay, next. This is the most difficult story of all. No, it is. R'chir bar Avin, havi rogel, kol idon de havi nafal ape. R'chir bar Avin, when he would say tachnun, havi omar, he would say, harachamon yatzilenim yitzahara. Hashem saved me from the Yetzirah. The Ivis points out, Yom Echad, one day, Shamasinhu Debitsu, his wife overheard that. I guess she was hearing him daven tachnun, and she heard him say that. The Ivis points out, we don't say tachnun out loud today. So he's not exactly sure, like, the minhag used to be different, tachnun used to be said out loud, because his man said it's not. Anyway, she heard him say that. So she scratches her head, she says, wait a minute. Michti, hakamashani depar shleiminai. For many years, he has not had relations with me. Why not? Because he says he's too old. Right? My time of kamar hachi. So he's davening that he should be saved from the Yetzirah. I thought he has no Yetzirah. He's an old man. Anyway, Yom Echad, one day, Havikagaris begins say, the wife was in the garden. He was learning in the garden. He was learning outside. Kashta nafshe, she got herself dressed up all pretty. Chalfa, she switched her clothes. V'tayinia kamei, she goes in front of him. Amalei manat, who are you? He doesn't recognize his own wife. The Mefarshim says, many years she hasn't gotten dressed up because there's no reason for it. He's an old man. He's over bottle. So he says, who are you? So Amr, so she says, Ana Charafsa. I'm Charafsa. Charafsa was the name of a zona in the town that everybody knew. And he says, I'm here I am. The Hadri Miyoma. And I returned today. I was on a vacation. I'm back. Tava. He had relations with her. Okay? It's an unbelievable story. Yeah, but we assume it means that they did it. How do I know that? It's obvious that they did it because Amrele, I see Nehele Lahach Rumona de Deresh Tutitza. Go up to the roof, go up to the tree, and bring me back either a pomegranate or some kind of fruit as payment. Shavu Ba'azel, he goes up there. I see Nehele, brings it to her. He also lebeise when he comes home, have a kashagra de bitsu tanura. His wife is already in the kitchen and she's cooking in the oven. Salik, the kayasev begava. The husband walks into the oven. Amrele, my high, what are you doing? So amalotla hachi v'hachi have a maisa. I just did a terrible aveira. I am now going to kill myself. I can't live with that aveira. So amrele anahavi. No, it was me. It was me. Lo ishkachba. He didn't believe her. Ad diyavala simani. But she proved that it was her. She gave simani that it was her. Out of whatever it was. I don't know what it's simani. The pomegranate, whatever it was. So amallah, anam miha li'isur ichavni. I had kavana to do an iser. Kol yom of shalosa tzadik, all the days of that man, havim as ana, he would fast, ad shemesa ba'osa misa. And he died in that death. What does that mean? Some say it means he died from fasting. Other thing, somehow he died from a fire. He had wanted to. Somehow he was taken in a fire. And I'll tell you the truth, I'm at a loss to explain this story. What was she thinking? What was the wife thinking?
Testing.
What? She's testing him? Obviously she was testing him. But what was she thinking? What was she doing that for? What was she testing him for?
Yeah.
Fine. So what's for purpose? For what purpose? What's the toelis of that test?
Ignored for a couple of years.
D'tanya, because we learned, it says in Parshas Matos, Isha Haferim, the husband can be Mater, her Neder, Hashem Yitzlach Lo, and Hashem will forgive her. What's Hashem forgiving her for? What did you do wrong? The husband was made for her Neder. So, what's it talking about? The Isha Shed Nadra no Benazir, a woman who took upon herself Naziris, for Shamabail, the husband heard, he was made for it. She didn't know that a husband was made for Baila. And then she went ahead and she was over the Naziris. Now there was no Naziris because it was bottled by the husband. But she didn't know that. So what happened? So she drank wine. Rabbi Akiva, when he would get to this Pasuk, he would cry. He said, someone has intentions to eat Basar Chazer. For all of the other Basar Tleh. And he ends up eating kosher meat. It was kosher. He didn't want to eat kosher. This man, Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi, didn't want to be with his wife. He wanted to be with a zona. Happens to be, what luck, he lucked out. Turned out it was his wife after all. Amra Torah, Tzricha, Kapar, V'Slicha, Hini Kapar, and Slicha, Misha, Nitzchavin, Lechol, Basachazer, Rol, B'Yosef, Basachazer, Alachas, Kama, V'Kama. Certainly, right, Arizal says, it's Kabbalah word for the day, why is Rabbi Akiva crying? So we know that the Asara Haruge Malchus were a Gilgal to be Mechaper for the sin of selling Yosef. Right? 10 brothers, right? Yosef doesn't count, and Benjamin doesn't count.
From our perspective or their perspective?
From either one. And who? Which brother did Rabbi Akiva represent? He represented Shimon. Why? Because Shimon was the worst of the brothers, and Rabbi Akiva suffered the most. Now, you could have a half minute to say, Yosef says to Parshas Vayigash, don't worry that you sold me. It all turned out for the good. It all turned out for the good. It ended up being a bracha. I'm supporting you. I'm supporting the whole world. It was all a bracha that you sold me. Answers Rabbi Akiva, but that wasn't the kavana. The kavana was that you didn't want to save the world by selling me. That wasn't your kavana. It turned out well. That's a luck of the draw. Right? So Rabbi Akiva is the one who's crying because he's going to suffer the most. Okay. Why daf Rabbi Akiva? We understand this part, right? You want to eat chazi, you have such a taiva, you don't care. Happens to be, it turned out to be kosher, right? So again, getting back to the story, what was Rabbi Akiva Rashi's wife thinking?
Right? Or is she thinking? Lamaisa, it's a bit of Eira. The Beferish Apostolic that Hashem Yitzlach law. You have kavanas to do an Aveira. It turns out what luck you, oh, you had, you picked up the wrong piece of meat. You didn't care. Not that you care, you wanted a sin. What? Oh, she didn't mean to do this.
Right.
What did she mean? I don't know what she meant. She's testing him to see if he has typhus. What's she testing him for? Right? Then she could have asked him, why are you diving at that by Tachton? I heard you say that. Why? You still have typhus? If you have typhus, here I am. Right? She could have said that. I don't know. Anyway, we'll do a few more lines. Kiyotze v'davar ata omer, lo yada ashe v'natza avona. Right, you don't know about the asher when you have to carry the sin. Kasher Rekiv, Magiel, a pasuk, zeh ha'yibachon. When Rekiv would reach this pasuk, he would cry. Oma, mishen z'chav en lechol shuman. If somebody wants to eat kosher, v'ol b'yadu chelev, and by accident to eat chelev, omer Torah says, v'lo yada ashe v'natza avona. You have to have a kapar for that. So mishen z'chav en lechol chelev, v'ol b'yadu chelev, alachat kama v'kama. Certainly, easy. But Yehuda Omer, that positive means al davar zeh regarding this issue, yidovu kol hadovim. Everybody should take heed. Everybody should take it to heart that how strict, how exacting the Torah is, and we'll end up on an up note. And you have the ability to be misgaber, even though these gedolim had these tremendous nisyonos. Sometimes they didn't pass. Sometimes they did. Sometimes they weren't allowed to fail. Nevertheless, it's in our power to succeed. And everybody have a good day, and we will resume this fascinating stuff tomorrow. Tomorrow we finish the Masechta, Mirtz Hashem, and everyone have a good day.